with your heart, hear with your head. That's what my beer says.
It's not working.
It's the Aristocrats. Don't shake it, jerk it. Aristocratsradio.com. That's the website. That's right. You can't read. Celebrating 10 years on the internet. Ba-da-ba-bum-bum. I am Derek. With me, as always, it's Matthew.
I says to him.
And Steve.
Get this. I get this.
Chris Farley. 18 years dead.
Yep. Oh. The biggest losses in human history.
Biggest.
Human.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah.
Because he was enormous before he died.
Guy.
I still get freaked out when I see his death picture.
Oh, wow. Why do you look at it regularly?
Never seen it, actually.
I haven't seen it. I saw it like 5 years ago for the first time ever.
Oh, really?
So why don't we bring it? It is disturbing. You don't want to see it.
You don't want to see it.
Okay. It'll just like...
It'll bring... Yes, that's exactly what he is.
In the actual apartment.
Picture Matt right now just on the floor.
That's always him in his apartment.
Belly exposed.
Yeah. And like his...
Face is blue.
It looked like he had something coming out of his mouth.
Like
and
foam.
Somebody said it was his tongue.
Oh, no, it's probably a cheeseburger.
Or that. They said like his tongue was like swollen.
Yeah. Oh, no, it was a deep dish pizza.
Oh.
Did you ever know?
It was a chili dog that got caught in there.
Best friend. Every day.
Every day. So, yeah. I still didn't post the Thursday show.
Whoops.
Remind me to do that. I listened to part of it. It was good. Hopefully today's good, too. Oh. It's a Saturday. We're doing the show.
Sure.
Yeah, doing a show a little early.
Saturday.
Oh, boy.
Oh, man. I should have broke that out.
Yeah. Didn't you have a Saturday special?
I had a Saturday night intro.
Yeah. Put that down.
Main event, baby.
I'll find that.
The main event.
Yeah. You made a hybrid of a whole bunch of different Saturday related.
Let's listen to it. I want to hear it. I have it right here. I worked hard on this.
It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Me and the electric chair look like a Gallagher show. Tarps up.
The guy holding the thing's wearing like a fucking raincoat.
Matt.
Oh, I usually wake up the next day. Think
is this the new incarnation? Is this round?
No.
When did we?
This is from like two or three rounds ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Shit, I'm fine.
Like a big
That's
shit.
My recovery period.
A big shit, I'm fine.
Big old shit.
Big shit.
Sean.
Don't get mad at me because you guys are fucking fossils.
Okay. Yeah.
Fossils.
I'll super kick that bitch through a window if I have to.
And Steve.
You have had meatballs just running down your throat like a fucking, just a pack of wild horses. Stampeding down your throat
wild
with your belly.
Horses.
Yeah.
Wow. This is good. I like this.
It was good.
This is awesome.
It's Saturday night. Another Saturday night that I ain't got nobody.
Looking for the heart of Saturday night. It's a little long, but I like it. I think I was excited about it.
Yeah.
Look, I got this radio sound that I want to use.
Exactly. Took me forever to find it.
Nice.
That's pretty good.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Should have reminded you before the show started.
2 years. Well, it's not even night, so.
It reminds me of Songs for the Deaf.
But that, actually, I think that's,
that's probably the inspiration
for
it, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
I like that. It's cool.
Exactamundo.
So, yeah. You know what, you could tweak it a little, and when you finally get to like our station, just like fucking somebody farting. Like, oh, this is good.
And now, the Aristocrats.
I actually like the intro for the Derek and Vaughn show.
Oh, shit.
Where it's just, it was long. And then at the end, it's like going through like the history of the internet. And then at the end, it's just me going, hey, professional comedians, shut up. I'm going to fart into the mic. I think that was when Kennedy
had a great show. I listened to it all the time.
It was like,
I got to fart. Yeah, I think you were saying that to Vaughn, though, because he was like, oh, hold on. And you're like, you know, everybody's talking. I'm not going to, you know, the mics are really hot. I'm not going to stop me. Hey, professional comedians, shut up.
Fart. I think I farted, and he's like, what are you doing the mic?
Yeah.
Well, you brought up a good line. You were watching the, who was it, Christine and...
Oh, I was listening to Christine's show.
Trip these.
Yeah. That's good, man. That's a funny one.
What did I say to him? We were doing the Forrest Gump bit?
Yeah. Well, we were doing Forrest Gump, and then Derek was pissed at Vaughn because Vaughn was such an asshole. during that show, he was just something
was
going
on.
Say? I was like, run, Derek, run. Derek's like, run away from the show, Vaughn. And Chris Johnson does the well, mama had coons on the back porch.
Yeah.
And Derek's like, well, mama had Vaughns on the back porch. She chewed him away with a hamburger. That was great.
Oh, God.
That was the Monopoly story, $1 million Monopoly that I won. That was
oh man, the Monopoly million.
What was that?
Wasn't Chris Johnson like, oh, that was so sad?
Yeah,
he's like, that's really sad.
You thought you won?
Yeah,
Monopoly?
my mother did, and my brothers. They said they had Boardwalk and Park Place.
And like,
but nobody ever gets Boardwalk.
Your mother was like dancing on the front lawn.
Yeah, like she was like real excited, and I was like,
I remember that.
Yeah, it's funny. I don't want to revisit the whole bit.
Yeah,
but
very
sad. Matt was like, I don't know, man. It's
kind of
not likely.
Yeah, it seems kind of far-fetched to me. Are you sure? Yeah. I mean, you're talking to Carl here.
Yeah, so, my brother's probably so high that they just imagined it.
Like, I don't know, man. He says his girlfriend has the other piece. I'm like, I don't know.
People used to do that all the time.
Yeah.
Even now online.
Yeah.
Like, you go online, someone's like, oh, I got Park Place. Whoever has Boardwalk, I'll split it with you.
Yeah. They probably don't even make any. They probably make one or two.
Because
so
whoever has Boardwalk
is
going
to get Park Place.
Yeah.
Because the one of them comes in like every five meals. The other one comes in like one.
Probably one.
So
in like
if you have the winning piece that nobody else has, don't tell anybody else.
I think didn't they get sued years ago because they were basically like not giving prizes out. Like the
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me.
They still do it.
Yeah, but I think they had to like revisit everything.
Yeah,
really.
People have
it's
to win.
20
somebody
years now
win.
They've been doing it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I mean, somebody has to win, but it's just like the odds of it are fucking astronomical.
Yeah, and I think you can't even like... I don't even know if you're allowed to like combine like pieces with people. I think even, like say like you put something on the internet. I don't think it's the same like serial numbers or something like that.
Oh really?
Yeah. Like if it's like somebody gets one in California, they may give like California Boardwalk as the hard to find one, or they may give Park Place as a hard one.
Huh. Well,
on
it
the
says
East Coast.
Here from Wikipedia,
yeah,
the most trusted source in all of the internet.
Oh, not Snopes.
No. In 2000, the U.S. promotion was halted after a fraud was uncovered. A subcontracting company called Simon Marketing, which had been hired by McDonald's to organize and promote the game, failed to recognize a flaw in its procedures. Oh. Was able.
What was the flaw? Not making winning fucking
Chief
pieces?
Of Security Jerome P. Jacobson was able to remove the most expensive game pieces, which he then passed to an associate, who would redeem them and share the proceeds.
Oh,
whoops.
Sweet. Oh, my God.
The associates won almost all of the top prizes between 95 and 2000.
Wow.
Including McDonald's giveaways that did not have the Monopoly theme.
How could you win if you're an associate? How could you enter?
Yeah, I thought you weren't allowed to.
Oh, no.
They netted over $24 million.
That's a lot.
Dude, they should hang them by the
did
balls.
They do it through somebody else?
Yeah, they probably gave it out to somebody, farmed
That's
it out.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, what do you expect? Fucking corruption, you know, anytime there's fucking money and shit.
21 people were indicted.
Holy good.
Shit. That money's gone.
N-words. You know how many fucking fries and nuggets and shit I ate trying to get them fucking
exactly.
pieces?
You
know how much cholesterol
how many years
I took on?
You know how many years you've cut off your life trying to win that?
Well, that's neither here nor there. I mean, that's going to happen one way or the other.
Damn, man, that's terrible.
Well, you know, we thought we won. Wish we did. Would have changed my life. We did.
Yeah, well.
So some dirty fucking scumbag out in fucking corporate office could win.
Yeah.
Hope he gets AIDS.
That's terrible.
Well.
How could they not? I mean, how could that go unnoticed?
Because
for
when
five
you.
5 years.
Because, like, that's how corruption works. When nobody's checking you, when there's not checks and balances, like, you know, our president.
Oh, whoops.
Hey, I got 13 things you may not know about McDonald's Monopoly.
Let's hear them.
What was that?
That was Grimace. Right. That was Grimace. That was a Hamburglar.
Yeah.
The winner of the $1 million prize, which you thought you were, If you did win it, Steve, you would receive an annual check for $50,000.
That's all you get for 20 years.
20 years.
Yep, you get an annuity. I don't think you can.
I mean, that's a full-time job.
But that's the thing. That's like, cool. Yeah, it's cool. I could just work part-time at like, you know.
So what is that, like a job at like 20, 22 bucks an hour?
Yeah, yeah. But that's also then it's probably taxed. So you're probably going to get like $700 a week. Yeah. When you think about it, which
is an annual check,
I'd take it. Don't get me wrong, but it's
what
like,
do they do for gift tax? Because that's probably what they would hit you with.
I don't know. These things are so weird. Because if you get one check for $50,000,
yeah,
they definitely probably tax that.
Oh, without a doubt.
I mean, if they were giving you a few hundred dollars a week, that'd be different.
Yeah, I imagine they just give you 50 G's in like an account. You know, the rabbi comes along and
wow, blesses your money away.
By the Nuggets invested in me.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what people don't realize is like you didn't have that option with something like that. You can take a lump sum.
35% to 40%?
Okay.
It's not even worth winning.
Wait, for the 2014 tax year, the estate tax exclusion amount is $5.34 million, increased to $5.43 million in 2015. Increase the tax rate in estates in excess of the exemption amount of November.
You're gonna end up owing McDonald's.
Yeah,
show up with Joe Pesci.
They're gonna
pay me, all right?
They're gonna send you a bill for $23.
Taxes are so gang.
It really is the worst thing ever.
But you know what? Like 40%, because like a lot of times we get like lump sum payments at work for different things, and yeah, it's like 40%. So
it's like why even bother? If I'm not even going to see it,
wow!
It's
so that's like 20,000 that they're taking out.
Yeah, gone. So, wow! So you're getting like 30,000 a year. That you might as well. What is that going to do? Like, oh, I can buy a car this year.
It'll take care of your taxes.
Yeah,
your property tax. To become a millionaire, you must collect both Park Place and Boardwalk. The odds of finding Park Place are 1 in 11, but the odds of acquiring Boardwalk are around. What do you think, Matt? 1 in what?
Let's see. They only have like maybe like what 1 or 2 winners a year tops. So I'm gonna say it's got to be in the millions.
I wouldn't even call them winners at this point.
Yeah, the losers. I'm gonna say it's got to be like 1 in like 5 million or something like that.
Steve, don't disagree with Matt.
It sounds about right.
It is a ridiculous number.
I'm not a numbers guy. I'll say 10 million.
The chances of acquiring Boardwalk are around 1 in 651 million.
What?
So they have
that's
one.
It's like a Wonka
There's
bar.
Just one.
Yeah, because that's the population.
Bar? That's just one. Well, no, that means everybody has to eat twice.
Yeah.
Come in for 2 meals a day.
Well, I guess that depends on how many. I mean, how many things you think they put out in the whole time frame.
You do get quite a few of them. You can get like 4 per meal.
Yeah.
If you get
so,
the right,
like, how many do you think they press in the run of the game?
Probably that
per
many.
Year. You think that many?
And there's one Boardwalk, probably.
Yeah. They'll probably make like 5 tops because
the chances of getting them both are 1 in 3.5 billion.
That's a lot.
So, yeah.
That's a lot.
That's half the population of the planet.
Yes. Like you have better odds winning like the Powerball, I think.
Oh,
absolutely, yeah.
So
that's like what, 1 in 2 million?
Yeah, like several million or 100 million, but for McDonald's, like fuck you, Ronald. Seriously.
I know. You're Ronald McDonald.
Blame it on Ronald.
Yeah. Well, he's the face of the company, so
fuck
him.
You, Ronald. The fuck,
the COO.
Man?
You know what's sad is it's a claim that he's the second most recognizable figure on Earth. Well, next to Santa Claus.
Well, wasn't that on that Super Size Me?
Which
they were showing pictures of like Jesus and
which makes it funny that Jesus came in third.
Yeah,
he died for your sins, but here's a Happy Meal.
And then Hitler,
I like
right?
him better. he should be number one.
He had to be top five.
So it was. No, we'll do that.
I don't know.
We'll do that next.
Yes. I'm just guessing. I heard on a McDonald's like a CNBC documentary, and they said.
Fritz Stickelmeyer.
Yeah, that Ronald was second only to Santa as far as a recognizable character. So that means he beat Jesus. That means and Ronald McDonald beat Jesus. Which, you know, I'm not like a religious guy. That's still fucking ridiculous.
It is.
Or how about the Buddha? I mean,
the Buddha.
Yeah, like the Buddha is fucking how many billions of people are Muslim or Hindu or whatever the fuck?
The big religions are fairly evenly split.
Yeah.
A couple billion each.
Yeah. So yeah, there's a few billion people that are fucking down with the Buddha and
down with the Buddha.
They still know who Ronald is.
Yeah, man.
Namaste. Let me get a large fry and
and the $2010 million winner, John
Keyhole,
managed to beat those odds. He had been jobless for 11 months when he bought a McRib.
Hey.
Maybe I got a chance. Now. I got a chance now, maybe.
Containing the boardwalk piece with some money from his final unemployment check. Whoops. Park Place was the piece in his drink.
That can't be real.
So he got Park Place and boardwalk in one meal.
I don't know if I buy stories like that, like my last dollar, my last unemployment check, my last WIC check, you know, like people win.
They make it sound like this guy was ready to fucking...
I can't even win at St. Mary's Fair. I can't win $100.
This guy was ready to like pull the trigger after this.
Yeah.
Well, if I don't win right
like
now...
My last meal, McRib, thank God it's out.
Thank God they brought it
up. He was saving up, yeah. He's like, you know, I'm going to kill myself, but I'm going to wait a couple months till the McRib comes back. I'm going to have one more McRib and then I'm done.
Not to derail, but maybe this is something we can touch on a little later. I read
you hanging yourself? Are you bringing that up again?
No, I'm good right now.
Okay, good.
All right. I'm kind of loving life.
You're
again.
You're on the meds?
Yeah, I'm getting better.
All right.
I read a thing. I don't know how true it is, if it was vetted or not, but like famous, not famous, but people's last meals on death row.
Oh, yeah.
Some of them were really... Like, literally, guy had, like, five cans of Coke and, like, pixie sticks.
Yeah, there was a photographer who did a piece. It wasn't the actual meals, but there was, like, a list of, like, all these famous last meals or like, I don't know, some last meal collection. Mm. So they put together what it would look like, and this guy did a whole photography piece on him, so you can go through all the pictures. One of them was like, yeah, literally like a Dr. Pepper and like
ice cream,
like a mound.
There was a lot, and actually, I mean, the correlation is a lot of them, you know, that were black seem to have the poorer choices. That just says something about the
comfort food.
Yeah, the comfort food, the you know whatever. You know, some people like a cheeseburger, a steak, fries. You know, topped it off with a sundae. Even in my last meal, I still can only eat so much. So I don't know if they have like 5 or 6 hours to do it. I don't know.
Yeah, do you really want to go out like uncomfortably full?
Like, all right.
As you're in the chair, you're just like, oh, shit.
Fuck. Yeah, that's going to be a mess to clean up when they zap the guy.
Yeah.
Because some states still have the chair, which I think is great.
Didn't we do this bit?
We might have.
I think we did.
Is that from the intro? That's probably where that's from, right?
I think so. Yeah.
The Derek to an electric chair?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I said you'd have to kill me on a toilet. Because it would just shoot out.
Not anymore. You got the bag.
Well, yeah. Now it'd come out the front. Just shoot out. Oh, God.
The fucking bag would explode like an A bomb. Just like, boom.
Well, anyway, back to McDonald's. There's a 25% chance of winning an in-store prize, like a McFlurry or a medium fry.
I'm happy with that.
Those I've won.
I win them all the time. Yeah, and I'm honestly happy. I'm like, cool, I got a large fry.
There you go.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. The giveaway has been going on for 27 years. Wow, started in 1987.
Not Holy around shit. Here. Again.
Mm. Yeah, I don't recall
Definitely
that.
It was early 90s.
Yeah.
Around here. Because, again, we didn't get value meals or anything until then.
Yeah.
We're always
I remember... Very specifically, it must have been around 92, 93 when it hit here. And you remember, Slater, former pseudo aristocrat Slater.
Oh, yeah.
He was obsessed with the Monopoly Millions.
Yeah, because he was fucking broke.
He was.
Like, poorer than me. Yeah. He was probably just dying for like a car.
He'd always be like, yo, you want to go to McDonald's? We got to get more pieces.
I'm
like,
who's this?
Slater. Twan.
Oh.
AK.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you know, there are... I wonder what the odds of... See, I never thought winning the million would ever happen, but maybe, like, winning the truck or car, whatever they have, or winning, like, a TV.
Mm-hmm.
Those odds have got to be, you know, a lot
better. Oh, yeah, definitely a lot better.
Because they're not a super high-ticket item. I mean, car is...
$1 million is a lot of money.
Yeah, well, when they tax you to death and only give you a little bit each year, it's like, you still got to work. Nobody's quitting their job over it.
In 1995, a clerk at St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital opened an envelope containing the $1 million prize piece.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Why would you give it to somebody that works there? He's like, all right, fuck these cancer kids. I'm out of here.
Wow.
Yeah. And then they go into the whole thing we talked about before with the ring. The rigging.
Yes.
Yeah, well, that's to be expected. I think the fair is rigged, personally.
Could very well be.
I guarantee it is.
It's coming up in a few
weeks. I know, and I want to fucking win. I need that money.
Ooh, McDonald's monopoly would be illegal without a no purchase necessary clause. In 2012, lawyer Alan L. Friel took advantage of took advantage of this rule by mailing 100 handwritten letters to McDonald's along with self-addressed stamped envelopes asking for the game pieces. He determined that the cost of the stamps were cheaper than the lowest price menu item containing the game pieces, which is a 99-cent hash brown. He did end up receiving 98 of his envelopes back with the pieces.
What?
Hmm.
What a loser.
The giveaway has increased McDonald's sales by 1 to 6% in the past, okay, which is huge considering what they sell.
Yeah, exactly.
My God. There's two more.
Billions of mats served every day.
Between, you better believe it.
Between 2003 and 2011, there were 4.2 billion game pieces created.
Whoa.
Those pieces would cover the circumference of the Earth 1.5 times. I always love it when they do that.
Whoa.
The amount of marshmallows.
Like, anybody gives a shit.
They could go to the moon and back.
Like, are we going to really try that one day? Are we going to really... Oh, you could put fucking, you know, microphones and it would go to the Mars and back.
Exactly.
Who gives a fuck?
Then I think that was on, like, a Kraft macaroni and cheese commercial.
It was like, the amount of cheese we use every year to make Kraft macaroni and cheese would go to the moon and back.
They don't even use, like, real cheese. So no. That's a lie.
The amount of chemicals we use... can slaughter a whole third world nation.
The amount of donkey dick cheese that we put in our
wall. Donkey dick.
Dog dick.
Oh,
dog
God.
Dick.
The amount of diarrhea that you get from eating this every year could drown Florida.
I was just going to say something like that. The amount of cheese that we produce every year is enough to rival Katrina.
It's like Produce Pete fucking gimmick.
For instance, yeah. Did you know...
We sell so many tomatoes on the vine.
Like, we don't give a fuck.
If you stood each vine on its end,
we could feed Africa, but we don't care, so we won't.
So, yeah, fuck McDonald's, man.
And the last one, the current spokesperson for McDonald's monopoly, LeBron James. This was last year.
He's everywhere now.
Probably wouldn't eat McDonald's with you. He recently went on a no sugar, no dairy, and no carb diet.
So what does he eat? Grass?
Protein. He just eats pure protein.
Chicken breast.
He's got a slave diet?
Yeah.
Well, no, because they eat horribly. So
they did.
Yeah.
Well, when you're that wealthy, you can do that. You can have like a personal chef make you the caloric content you need to get through each day as an athlete, but like in the form of, you know, some type of non-dairy or non-meat product. Like, it's hard to do that as a person. Like, start having your stomach problem, you were going broke buying the shit at like Whole Foods
because
it's expensive. It's not made for everybody. It's made for now I think everybody thinks they have gluten issues.
Yeah.
It's like a trend now. It's really gay. It's only select people that legitimately cannot eat certain products.
And there's all kinds of stuff coming out saying that that's all garbage.
Yeah, I believe it.
The whole gluten thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, yeah, it makes your stomach feel better because it binds you up like shit.
Yeah.
My God.
Gluten-free fucking milkshakes.
Guess
and
what?
Stuff.
If you ate glue, you'd have better stomach. You know, like...
Gross.
Yeah, just don't eat like gross garbage.
I don't know if this is part of your news stories thing, if we're going to skip over to some news. Did you see that thing about the woman, wildebeest, in Indiana that stabbed another person in the eye with a fork over the last rib at a barbecue?
No.
No, I didn't.
But I want to.
It was in Muncie, Indiana.
Of course it was.
And you're not going to be surprised when you see the picture.
I can't wait.
Of the person.
Extra bacon.
Oh no!
Oh no!
Oh no!
I've been waiting I've been waiting for these ribs all year.
Wow! Could they get a war? What did they take this picture with? It's like
my old LG cell phone camera.
Seriously,
with six
it's
colors,
like an old Nokia.
Yeah, yeah. Oh. This was last week.
Wow! An Indiana woman was arrested Sunday night after stabbing another woman in the eye with a fork in a fight over the last rib at a barbecue.
Way to fucking.
Sabrina A. Davis, 45, was arrested and received preliminary charges of criminal recklessness.
I think the charge is a little more severe when you fucking blind somebody. Just saying. Just put that out there.
An affidavit said she was attending a barbecue in Muncie when she raised the ire of the host's daughter by taking the last rib from the kitchen. Daughter accused her of taking all the food. So she retaliated.
Food's gone.
By stabbing her in the eye.
So Matt has a black,
that would
like,
be an
double.
Awesome thing to just say, like, at a party. Just, like, walk out with a huge plate and go, food's gone. Food's gone.
Wait, I just don't understand how you go from having a good time to putting a fork in someone's eye.
Jesus.
Enough Christ. Of that.
She looks like a cross between Yokozuna and Ahmed Johnson.
Yeah. Ahmed Zuna.
With the appetite of Mark Henry.
Yeah.
And the heritage.
So basically Mark Henry. This woman is maintaining that she acted in self-defense, saying that the homeowner's daughter was brandishing a knife.
Oh.
Right.
She was going to carve herself a jive turkey. That's why.
Never
that's
bring right. a fork to a knife fight.
You bring a knife to a fight, you better be ready to use it.
Like that, just how do you get to that point?
I don't know.
Jabroni.
Is Indiana really that
trying
bad?
Trying to murder people.
Over ribs. I mean, I know ribs are good, but.
Sure.
Let's be reasonable here.
Yeah.
No. Oh, Lordy.
Maybe
oh,
if it
Lordy.
Were, if it was the last rib ever made.
Yeah.
I could understand. I could.
Maybe she thought it was the McRib and she'd win the fucking McDonald's lottery over
Whoa.
It. That $1 million piece in there.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah, I thought that one was good.
Wow. Pig. There's. Let's see. There's another one I wanted to. Oh, okay. A woman in Scotland.
Oh, no.
Is fuming after a drunk party guest decided to. Do we want to do a guessing game?
Oof. This is pretty vague.
Yeah, right. I know.
Drunk party guest decided to.
She. Put something in her nose.
Started doing coke in the middle of the party.
That would be great.
Yeah.
That's what you do.
Well, that wouldn't be much of a news story.
A nose candy. No. Yeah.
Nose clams.
Nose clams.
Well, I'll just say because it's funny.
Okay, all right.
A drunk party guest decided to snort her dead mother's ashes.
Oh, yeah. No.
Okay, all right.
Oh, yes.
Disgusting.
Disgusting.
Oh, my God. Is she wearing a mask?
No, that's her.
She looks like a ghoul.
Is she related to one of your friends?
What the fuck?
One of my friends?
No, Steve.
Oh, yeah, one of my friends shares that last name.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
What are you doing with my ashes? Where's it meant to go? It ain't going in your nose, eh?
51-year-old Jackie Tierney of Hilltown said that the woman snorted the ashes that were in an urn and fled the house.
I like Hamburglar running away with the fucking. I snorted the ashes. I
rubble, rubble.
Oh,
put that in your dumper, mother Hilda.
Oh my God, the ashes belong to her mother, Hilda, who died 4 years ago. The urn was set in the living room at home. Tierney had a group of friends. Drinking with her before leaving the room where the incident occurred. The act was witnessed by a friend who immediately told her what the other woman had done. She wanted to confront the friend, but she had already fled from the scene.
I like this last line here.
Tierney said that she will never allow her friend to step foot in her house. She has tried calling her on the phone, but so far the friend has refused to respond.
Just answer me phone call. Why'd you do it?
Truly incredible.
What does she think? Like, she's going to call back, like, yeah. I mean, you got to have something seriously wrong with you to do that.
What? Look at this. You might also like. And look at these headlines.
yeah. You might also like clickbait.
I know. Oh, my
God.
But
look at them.
Father drags 10-year-old son on leash as punishment.
You
for not
might
doing
like that story.
Nintendo Wii burns down man's home.
Another enjoyable story.
10-year-old boys touch girls' private parts in school.
Very enjoyable.
After watching adult videos on their cell phones.
That one, let's open that.
Yeah, I'm afraid to.
Yeah, it might be scam.
Man throws his girlfriend's cat and urinates on her belongings before throwing them out on the street.
Okay, all right, okay. We might enjoy those stories.
What would possess you to just snort ashes? That's a human being. There's like bone and shit. Like, why would you do that?
There was some celebrity who said
it was Keith Richards, but apparently it was not true.
No,
apparently it wasn't true.
Oh, well,
that was something we did do on an old show.
We did. Didn't
Who knows? I with him, it's probably just for the, you know. Somebody like that, you can't trust everything they say.
Well, because he's irrelevant. So
first of all, he's British, and we can't trust
him. He's
that.
Irrelevant.
We can't trust British.
You know, I'm a fan of mashups.
Yes.
And this is, I haven't listened to this yet, but I just saw it. And so I want to play it here. And let's see what it sounds like. I'll just say it also has the song Single Ladies in it.
Okay. I'm
always ready to listen to that.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite.
Oh no.
Life is like a hurricane here in
the Oh, you know what? Just the video.
Oh.
I thought it was like a mashup.
What the fuck does one have to do with the other?
Because the video goes along with the music.
Oh, the general beat of
it. No, that's disappointing. I thought they did a mashup.
Yeah, I can tell you, that's some good dance choreography, though.
Black Tails.
Fucking end tails. And I would bang every one of them, and I wouldn't care. I like my
It does go together pretty well.
I do like chocolate.
I do like chocolate.
For any black girls listening?
Sure.
Holler at me.
This has got to be my favorite theme song.
I love the slap bass. I love that synthesized bass.
That's why I love it, because it's got a good bass line.
Exactly.
Of course. Everything revolves around bass lines.
It's no coincidence.
Another thing we did discuss in an old show, but a lot of effort went into these fucking theme songs.
Yeah.
Oh,
like they found a good singer, people that could sing, number one.
Sure.
Was just like, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like somebody that could literally legitimately sing, and then, you know, whether the music was synthesized, whatever, that's a different story, but it still has a good rhythm and like key change and stuff. It's not just one monotonous little like beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of interesting. That took a lot of effort and time and money to do for a cartoon that might not even fucking work. Yeah. You know?
It's amazing what they did back
then. We've done several shows where we've just listened to theme music for things. Yeah.
Yep.
Same thing with wrestling. I was just remarking to Derek about we watched the Pile Driver video last week of all the songs. God. Those were just like just so ridiculous. Jesus. It's fucking Jurassic World over here.
And I turned my microphone off.
Thank God.
I mean, having a black dude eat chicken in a restaurant and then try to leave without paying. I mean,
what?
The slick thing.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Eating a bucket of chicken.
Shit, I forgot about that.
Then he tries to leave without paying. Like,
oh, I was going to pay.
I thought they was on the house for the talent.
Hey, beat it, Spook. This don't concern you. Well, that's from Back to the Future.
Yeah. Who you calling Spook, Peckerwood?
Great movie. They've been showing it constantly lately.
Let's watch it.
Yeah.
I actually have not seen that.
They've been showing the three of them on Spike like several days where they do a marathon. So
there needs to just be a Back to the Future network.
What happened to that Biff thing?
They just run all three movies back to back.
I wish they made that.
And the cartoon.
And the cartoon.
That Biff trailer you showed me was awesome.
What was that?
Remember? It was the trailer about Biff. It was more based on his experience. You showed me a trailer for it.
Did I show you that?
Yeah, a long time ago, and I guess they never made anything out of it.
Huh.
I couldn't even recall the specifics, but because Biff is fucking the best character.
I don't even remember like watching the animated.
I never did.
It's probably awful.
I knew it existed.
It is probably awful.
I never saw it. Future.
Your favorite characters from the enormously successful feature films.
Of course,
the enormously successful.
Mary Steenburgen.
Yeah.
In six brand new heart.
That's just offensive.
Pounding episode.
It's no joke.
Jumping gigawatts.
Jumping gigawatts.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
He would do the. He would do the like vignette between. Yeah, he would do vignette between scenes.
Just like SpongeBob.
This looks awful.
Yes.
Silver Sailors and Brave Lord and the Demon Monstrux.
In reality land, my mini
wow.
Muscles
wow.
Are so
what the?
Very
this much just took such a huge turn.
Retired and family vacation.
Emmett, where are we?
England, 1367.
Well, that's not it.
So,
let me get this straight.
So fire up the DeLorean. Hold on to your flux capacitors.
Fire up the
enjoy
DeLorean.
Marty McFly, Doc Brown. And all their friends.
And an elephant.
Exciting new episodes
and
of
a talking dog.
That has won the hearts of millions.
Yeah. No, never watched it once.
It's here today and available
won
on
the hearts of millions.
And don't miss
terrible.
The first six cassettes in this series.
Oh.
Collect them all.
That means there was at least 12 episodes.
So they had awful. Christopher Lloyd do the in-between, but they couldn't have him voice it.
I guess.
Like they he didn't want to
it
do it.
It probably cost that much more.
They didn't want to pay him that much to do the voiceover. Yeah.
That's got to be a pain in the ass on the voiceover for all that. I mean, it's an easy job, but when you're an actor, would you rather...
I'm sure it's time-consuming and
it's just
and
another
shit.
Project. I mean...
Yeah.
Well, you could knows? Probably bang out several episodes a day.
Mm. He, have he to is work fucking... For a week. He is great, though. He really is.
Did you see him in the Lego commercial, though? Oh, man, you could barely understand him. It was sad.
Yeah.
Really? A recent commercial?
Oh, yeah. They just
isn't he 90? Like, he's got
he's
to
very
be.
Old. He's got very old. He's gaunt.
He was,
he's old.
He was like 60 and 85,
just like,
so... He's like Orson Welles in those commercials. I just
like,
say anything.
Like, yeah, he's just like he like says the date, and he's just like, "Oh, great Scott!
what are we doing? Mechanics? Yeah. No, Legos. What?
Oh, it's a Lego."
And then at the end, he's like, "Roads? Where are we going?
We don't need Legos.
Like, what?"
Maybe this crude is humor
crude.
In a commercial?
I don't know. Delivery. Yes.
That's it. There he is there.
Look how bloodshot his eyes are.
He's like 85.
He's gotta be. I thought he was dead, to be quite honest with you.
He's really milking this back to the
like
future.
40?
He can't even walk. He couldn't even...
He like, got a load in his pants.
He's gotta be 75 at least.
Oh my god.
Mysterious glowing object arrives on front doorstep. Messenger not sighted.
Looks like Abe Vigoda.
Yeah, he does. He does.
What could you be? An alien artifact.
What?
An alien artifact, I think he said.
Oh. You're a box.
Does he have a cancer kazoo? Is that why we can't understand
I don't know.
Him?
See, this would be the perfect opportunity for him to say great Scott. But he doesn't.
Very handsome. Commanding. Where did you come from?
He sounds like Unicron.
I know. Actually, sounds like Megatron.
Whatever.
Yeah, like his arthritis will let him put together some
I know.
Now, if my measurements are correct.
No.
I only have 60 breaths left.
Dude, if my Legos did that,
we wouldn't be here.
Great Scott!
I guess this is a Back to the Future Lego game.
Yeah, and he does all the voiceovers for it.
Oh, God.
Well, I don't want to hear those now.
Well, he sounds better in the game.
Oh.
Look at this Raiden, fucking Batman, Superman, Bane.
What the fuck is going on?
Aquaman. They're showing like all the different
so
is universes.
It's just like a is this all one game?
It might be. It might be several games.
This could destroy the space-time continuum.
I belong here.
When this baby hits 80 miles per hour.
Here, listen, you're gonna, listen.
We don't need. Actually, I have no idea what we'll need.
What?
I have. I'm looking at an animated corpse.
Actually, I have no idea.
Oh, I see what it is. It's like those. So you build that little piece there,
yeah.
And when you get a Lego figure that goes with the game, you can buy extra Lego figures,
uh-huh.
And when you put it on that little thing,
yeah.
The character goes into the game.
So
it's like those, did you ever see that Disney Infinity? No? All right, so there's like this little like round pod.
I don't have children.
It's fucking on TV, and it's in stores. Like, I don't have it, but I know what it is. You can buy like the separate Disney figures, and when you buy the figure and you put it on the little pod,
yeah.
Then that character shows up in the game, and you can play.
So it's like DLC, but it's like like real life.
But you got to buy like a $4 figure
instead of buying.
That's
cooler than buying DLC.
It is cooler. It's like an interactive thing, but there's a shitload.
Yes,
like every Disney movie.
Oh yeah,
every Disney character. Yeah. There's mm-hmm. little figures of, and
nothing
you can bring
micro
them into
about
the game.
It.
So you can have the Avengers with like Jack Skellington mm-hmm. in like a game and stuff.
It makes like a big old versus hodgepodge thing.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's what I'm guessing this is, judging from that last shot with
where it had
that mm-hmm. there. So yeah, you buy the characters, put them on that little base. You stick them there, and then you
and
can play them in the game. Yeah.
Cool.
So there's a starter pack, which I guess probably comes with probably two or three figures, and then you. Purchase more.
And then look at poor PS3 and Xbox 360 in the back.
Yeah, because who the fuck has that?
Me.
Oh, whoops. Great Scott! What does a Lego mean? Is he doing the guy or is he really asking? He's like on set.
Where's my insulin?
Wow.
We have to go back to 85.
Dude.
When I looked pretty much the same.
That guy fell hard, man. Damn.
It has been a long time.
He fell and hit every branch on the way down.
Jeez.
That's a shame because I really did love him.
Yeah.
I still do.
I mean, I love him.
He's not doing anything wrong in my eyes.
No, but he's dead to me.
To me. Not because I don't like him, just because I just don't want to be upset when he does actually die. Yeah. So I'm just going to pretend he's dead now.
I feel bad for him. He's just fucking like... It's just like a corpse walking around. You should be on Walking Dead. You know?
Oh, my God. That's
back
funny.
To the funeral parlor.
Back to the embalming chamber. Go back. God damn.
Back to the mortuary.
Well, somebody who is dead to me, and I think probably you guys.
Steve number two?
God, wow. I miss him. So where is he?
Wow.
This is the second show he missed.
He's being responsible with his family.
He's out there.
Whatever. He's probably neglecting him watching sports.
Wow.
Wow. That was really more a crack at sports.
I
hate sports.
And you're probably not far off.
Well, I'm pretty sure he'll be here next week.
Well, I won't.
Matt, you won't, right?
Nope.
So we'll make
where
fun of
be
we'll just make fun of Matt next week.
Next week I'll be in Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach.
Oh, that's right, VC.
Yep. Catching some rays?
No, streaming tournaments.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, right. They'll be outside for like literally 4 minutes.
I'll be sweating the whole time.
Unloading the car.
Oh, absolutely.
And going inside. That's it.
That's part of the reason you invited
from
me.
From the car to the hotel.
I'm not even sure you invited me. I'm not even sure I want to go because I'll be dying down there.
Whoops-a-daisy.
How hot it's going to be.
Are you good for next week?
We'll see. I don't know. I was thinking about maybe going with him.
Oh, you are? Really?
I got to get the van checked. I got to get
it
tuned up.
This week we got to get it.
But that van out there?
Yeah.
You're bringing that?
Yeah, check it to every tournament.
Okay. Yeah. It might need to get a once over.
Yeah, no, it just needs a tune-up, that's all.
Yeah, absolutely. So, just let me know.
Right.
Anyway.
It hasn't been firing, Steve.
It might be. I don't know. I don't want to say for sure either way.
I mean, the other Steve.
No, I know that, yeah.
Which will just turn on to you guys going to the Dublin House or Jamie's.
Exactly.
Farting.
Farting a lot. yes, Bruce Jenner.
Oh,
God.
Is he going to change his name or?
Probably.
Do we have to start referring to him as her?
What would be a good name?
Brianna?
What would be like the female version of Bruce?
There is none.
Bruce? Is he going to show up? He might be there.
Well, he's going to, or she, is going to pose for the cover of Vanity Fair.
I thought you were going to say Playgirl.
As a woman.
Or Playboy. Oh,
why? What is the goddamn obsession with this shit lately?
I don't know.
Nobody cares.
No, people do care, and that is the problem.
No, you're wrong.
No, I'm right, because think about it. The Kardashians has been on for years. They will not get renewed unless they are getting ratings. That's a fact. That's a fact. So somebody's watching it, which obviously is gay men and idiot women.
Wow.
So every idiot woman that I meet go, oh, I hate the Kardashians. Well, then who the fuck is watching it?
Exactly.
Somebody's watching it because they're making money. They will not air a show if it does not get ratings.
About the Kardashians, but nobody cares about this fucking
Yeah, but he's part of that.
Transgendered bullshit.
He's part of that circus.
I know he is.
You know? But he's part of the Heenan family over there. Wow. Of fucking
the humanoids.
Yeah, Camp Kris Cornette. Jenner and her disgusting fucking group of shitty kids. You know, there's always a new one coming along. It is like WWF. There's always like a new generation of fucking somebody new to care about. Or not care about.
Except the WWF was mildly entertaining.
Yeah.
So he actually does have a name for his female identity. So I don't think he's not going full female, right? He's like
he'll probably just
back
like
and forth.
I didn't know you could do that.
You can't do that.
I didn't know you could do that.
To make a choice, and it should probably be what your biological organs tell you are.
Well, Jenner, who is 65,
it's a little
calls
late.
His female identity her. So capital H-E-R.
Oh.
What?
So when he's in female mode, his name is simply her.
Is he going to join with him from Powerpuff Girls?
Female mode.
Oh, that
this,
was scary.
If he goes back and forth between deciding to be a male or a female and like fully commits to it, he has a psychological disorder.
Yeah,
there's no question in my mind. He has something that is treatable. That's it.
Yeah, he has a problem. I could solve it.
Sorry,
with a fucking, a
sorry, liberals, you're wrong.
Yeah,
there's this guy has a problem.
Now there's 60 genders now, Matthew.
It's at least, whatever Facebook tells us there are.
Of course,
not biology, you know, not science. Oh no, you have to take into account for boys that think they're girls but look like boys, and boys who think they're girls who look like girls. And,
honestly, and then California and it just needs to break off the map.
Yeah,
it really does.
Put them all there. There's plenty of land.
This
for
is
them.
The kind of shit that fucking grows there and like is allowed, and that's where it comes from. Sorry,
I don't hate these people. I just hate the obsession.
Yeah, I know. I don't care if you're gay or whatever. It's not the point. But like the fact that it has to be on TV. Who gives a shit? He hasn't been relevant in like 40 years when he won the Olympics.
Oh, yes, not.
You know,
well, he will chronicle his life in an 8-part docuseries in July on the E! Network. So they're just latching onto this.
I think my day just got ruined.
I'm sorry. I mean to bring you down. So why can't they all be cool like Lola?
Who?
Lola.
I don't know.
I wish you guys listened to better music.
I was trying to find out what this was. I don't know the song.
I know the song.
What is this?
I'm just not going to laugh at it.
I don't know. What is it?
Lola by the Kinks.
About
a transgender person. Oh.
I never liked them, to be honest. There was a band I could never get into.
This is good. Why?
I could never get into them. I didn't enjoy it. Whatever. If he likes
it's
good
because Derek likes it.
He likes it. He likes
it.
So what?
It's good because Derek likes it.
Yeah. So what? Yeah, you know, not everybody likes fucking what we like. Big deal.
Yeah.
That's okay. Different strokes for different guys and transgendered women. I'm going to call myself her. Like, oh boy, that's original.
That was already a movie, so he's going to have some trouble there.
Yeah, I know. He's going to get sued.
Yeah.
That was that Joaquin Phoenix movie, right?
Joaquin.
Yeah, I'm not going to pronounce it. Fucking, I don't give a shit. He's not even Spanish.
Joaquin.
Fucking made up name.
It is.
I mean, it's a Spanish name, but I don't think
that's
he's Spanish.
Made up. He probably is. He's probably some kind of Spanish.
Yeah, he's probably Sephardic Jew.
what was his brother?
River.
No, but was he Spanish, right?
I don't know.
He
he's dead.
A little more Spanish.
And then Summer. Yeah, she was in The Believer. Remember?
Yeah.
Remember the hot girl? That was his. Yeah, I think so.
I don't know.
Registered sex offender Bassam Syed.
Bruce Jenner.
was Syed.
Syed was busted Tuesday for pressing against a strap hanger's backside on an East Side subway. Whoops. Was somehow free despite 28 prior arrests, including four while on probation for a 2014 sex crime. So he's just walking all around.
But that doesn't really strike me as a sex crime because it's a subway in New York. Have you ever been on one? It's awful.
Yeah.
It is nothing short of a concentration camp cattle car.
It really is.
Well, his mom is coming to bat for him. Insisted on Friday that her oft-arrested offspring is only looking for the right woman. Quote, it's not easy to find a wife and have kids, she declared outside the Queen's home. She has to be a Pakistani. She has to be a Muslim girl.
Pakistani?
So he's just going to...
What was his name again?
Bassam. B-A-S-A-M. Bassam.
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 I don't know. I saw something recently. I don't know if it was real or not, but it was like, oh, Americans can pronounce things like, and there was all these like complicated words, yeah. Like, but you can't pronounce Muslim names. I don't understand why. Yeah, because it's not part of like our culture.
Yeah.
That's, you don't know,
you know what else?
How certain combinations follows, of letters are pronounced.
Yeah, it follows different laws exactly. of language.
Let me say exactly. two things. Number one, that guy should try to bang MIA because she seems pretty loose.
Who?
MIA.
The little Sri Lankan,
but what the fuck's the difference?
Delight.
Number two. Yeah, like in America, we don't learn just like the difference between Asian people, like a Korean and a Jap and a Chinese person, and you know they all look different, but we don't learn that. So I couldn't, you know, if Chan Cho walked in, I would not know what he was because we just don't learn that.
Do you learn the difference between like Canadians and Americans in?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like it's,
I'm sure there is like you know,
yeah. It's just not something we learn. Like we encounter. People of different ethnicities, but like we don't learn it.
Well, to be fair, Canadians and Americans do look exactly the same.
Yeah, I'm sure there are cultural differences.
So to us, so does like a Korean and a Chinese person. They look the same, right? Yeah. So of course there are differences, but
the owner of the break is like a very traveled person. He does like a lot of
gotta do a plug for the break.
Yeah, no, he does like a lot of conventions, and then he had some kind of manufacturing thing in like Italy, because apparently Italy has so much coastline that has a lot of arcades on like you know, on the front. So he said he went there once and he was at a bar or something. He was talking and the bartender happened to speak English. He's like, so Jersey, huh? He's like, wow. And he thought that it was because of his accent. He's like, no, actually, he's like, I recognize the shirt. He's like, I have an arcade in what's it called, I don't know, down Point Pleasant or something like that, where the guy actually had some stuff there. So you actually recognize him for the shirt and not for the language. But yeah.
Bringing people together.
Do you think people from like Italy learn the difference in, you know, between like a New York accent and a you know, Kentucky accent?
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
Probably not.
But like you're racist if you don't know or if you mistake it. You know what I mean? Like, that's the attitude in a way a lot of people have.
You know,
you can't call him Asian.
Because that's not the definition of racism.
I hate
how things get twisted around so much. Like racism is the belief that one race is better than another one, or preventing somebody either physically or we'll say financially or professionally from succeeding due to their race. That's racism. Making a comment about somebody or not knowing something about someone is not racism.
Yeah. So, I'm Obama.
Sorry.
You don't vote
sorry,
for me.
Liberals.
You're racist.
Sorry, and homophobia is not a thing. Sorry, it doesn't exist.
I'm petrified of them, so.
Yeah. Well, when I see them, I get nervous
I
and
run.
Scared.
Nervous. I run backwards when I see them.
And I throw up.
Sorry, liberals.
Yeah, total bullshit. I don't even know how we got on that.
I just decided. I was just talking about
the Pakistani guy.
Yeah,
this guy rubbing his genitals on people.
Yeah, I don't even know if I buy that. Like, dude.
He was arrested after the grinding incident on the northbound number 4 train. 1 year ago, he was found guilty of rubbing his genitals against the buttocks of another woman.
Yeah, I heard about that.
His other arrest, you know, this guy who's out there looking for a wife.
This is how you find a woman under Sharia law.
Let me tell you how you find a woman. And his other arrests run the gamut from drug charges, obviously finding a woman, to tongue-kissing a 4-year-old boy.
Wow.
He's just looking for a wife.
Wow.
You know? He was released in February. Oh, excuse
That's
me.
That's professional.
He did a stint in Rikers Island and was arrested again. So, yeah.
I don't see how you go from, I'm just looking for a wife. I'm very religious. Oh, look at that boy.
I thought that four-year-old boy was a Muslim woman. I had a, who, how am I to know? All these Americans look the same. It depends on
what time we get there. Wow.
Yeah. So the mother is still insisting that despite her son's rap sheet, that does not give a true picture of Saeed. He doesn't need help, she said. Nothing is wrong with him. God bless this woman to think that.
So there's really Vaughns of every culture, aren't there?
Poor Vaughn's getting murdered today.
I only because I miss him.
I know you do.
I really do.
We all do.
Yeah, that one, I don't know. I can't really find a hook in that one. That's just an awful story.
Yeah, yeah.
But having been in New York and been on the subway a number of times, you could charge somebody every day with that kind of shit.
Sure.
So, I mean, obviously he has a history, but I mean, I've been on trains before. You can't even barely move, and it's all. Yeah. It really is one of the most awful experiences you can have.
Yeah, I rub my genitals on people without. I don't
even
want to.
I don't even want to touch anything.
I know, this is really gross.
I don't even want to touch the bars, but you have to balance yourself. You have to hold on to something, and then there's a more likely going to be a fight by some ethnicity people. So you're always taking the chance of getting involved in a fucking Donnybrook.
What is this? Springfield, Massachusetts, I guess.
A Donnybrook. Bum, 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 bum.
Three Thai immigrants were arraigned Thursday for an alleged wildlife killing spree in Forest Park.
Oh.
They needed more than legal representation. Basically, these three guys are from a certain part of Thailand where their tribal language represents less than 10% of the country's population. So they have these guys in custody, but they can't speak to them. So they're frantically trying to find an interpreter to talk to these people because nobody knows their native language.
Unbelievable.
How'd they even get here?
Yeah. And you know what'll happen if
and
you...
I'm not even saying, like, they don't belong here. God,
no, no, I know. That's
like,
what I mean.
Really, like...
How'd you get here?
I can't imagine me... Like moving to, like, you know,
yeah.
Thailand.
Guess what? If you went there and they threw you in jail, you would just rot. And if nobody knew, they wouldn't care.
Like, how do you get to another country without speaking a lick
America's
of the language?
A joke, dude.
I don't understand. But I just, I'm not even like bashing.
No.
That's good for them.
I know.
I don't know how they did
good
it.
Good for them.
The point of America was not
they were
just
probably
show up and do whatever
here.
You want.
Yeah.
And show up and assimilate to the culture. Mm-hmm.
But they're so unassimilated that not only do they not speak the language, mm-hmm. They don't even speak the popular language of their country, mm-hmm. and they're going around killing animals with slingshots
in a park.
Why can't
you do that in Thailand?
Because that's what they did back then. You know, it's
why don't you kill the fucking child molesters that dominate the area?
Right.
Go shoot they need to fall under like a degree of separation law, so like they don't have to be treated as humans.
But like, how do you get that far off?
I don't
they,
know.
They just
know? Did they come on a cargo ship like Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Like, did they come here accidentally?
They're just commando, like, or he goes.
Yeah, they just wake up here and they're
like
well,
once a
get
year,
the slingshots. Let's get some dinner.
Once a year, like a boat shows up with like supplies, and they like got on it, and it went to like Louisiana or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
And then they like walked from.
They've
Louisiana
just been walking north ever since.
It was probably a fiber cable container
it
from China.
Been. It could very well have
so,
been.
You know, with deductive reasoning, uh-huh. you're to blame.
Slow boat.
It's so weird.
Yeah, fuck that.
Bizarre people.
Fuck that bullshit.
Fuck that bullshit.
That noise. Go back and eat your spicy food, you fucks.
Whoa.
Whoa. I could go for some spicy food.
Ba-ba-boom.
Actually, no, because I'm full of hot dogs. Eat some more. All right, so that's our show.
Yep, I'm going to end it with fuck Thailand. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thailand.
Go back.
Slingshots. RiskGuysRadio.com. That's our website. You can download the show. I will put up last week's show before I put this one up.
Promise.
And, Mondays and Thursdays the show's posted, and you can download it. And go to iTunes and subscribe so you don't have to be bothered with downloading stuff. It'll do it automatically.
Oh.
Or whatever podcatcher you use.
How common.
Downloading stuff.
How plebeian.
And we will see you on Thursday.
Blah, 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 blah.